I was talking to a friend of mine earlier on Facebook about holidays and how challenging holidays or vacations, if you like, can be if you're blind. And I remembered when we went to Seattle in 2008, a rather epic taxi ride that we took from the middle of the city centre, if you like, back to the hotel where we were staying. We met up with a group of friends from Canada, and on the, I think it was a Saturday, myself and my ex wanted to go back to the hotel a bit early because it was an absolute scorcher of a day. I think it was sort of 36, 37 degrees. It was a really, really hot day. And my ex was getting a bit of heat stroke, and we just wanted to get, because we were going to go out for dinner, we wanted to go and get changed and have a shower and everything first. So we got into this taxi, and the driver said, "Where do you want to go?" He couldn't speak much English, and we gave him the address, and he put it into his sat nav. I kid you not, every time the sat nav gave this driver a direction, he would take the opposite one. And then, of course, the sat nav, try again. Then, of course, the sat nav would be recalculating, and this would go on for ages. And I said to my ex, either we're being abducted or he's taken us by the longest route possible so that he can get as much money out of us as possible. So eventually, we're starting to panic a little bit. And the sat nav says, arriving at destination on left. Driver goes right, pulls into this lay-by car parky type thing. And then he sort of just stops the car, opens his door and goes, $10. And my ex said, no, we're not here. It told you to go left. Why did you go right? $10, he went. And my ex said to him, yeah, you'll get your $10 when you take us to the right place. And he started sort of huffing and puffing a bit, this driver. And my ex said, look, can you walk us across to the hotel? Oh, no, he said, I can't leave my car. And my ex said, okay, well, I will give you $15 if you can walk us across to the hotel. Oh, okay. And he was nice, and he locked the car, and he took us across the road, and we ended up in the reception of the hotel. And I had asked one of my friends earlier to put all my dollar bills in separate parts of my purse because, obviously, with them being the same size, I didn't know which was which. And I took out what I thought was a $10, and I gave it to this taxi driver. The receptionist in the hotel went, whoa, 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 whoa. And she literally snatched it off him. And she went, that's $100. She said he was just about to walk off with $100. And she took my purse and, okay, yes, so she could have been, you know, trying to pull a fast one as well, but it wasn't really to her benefit. So, yeah, she took my purse and she found a $10 and she gave the driver $10 and she said, you are not to give him a cent more. She said, because he just tried to cheat you out of $90. And he went storming off, apparently. He had a face like thunder on him. But it was really scary, like, because we honestly thought that, I don't know where we were going to end up. Because honestly, every time this sat nav was saying go left, he was going right. Or if he was saying straight on, he was going all sorts of different directions. He just wasn't paying any attention to it at all. And we were a little bit wary of taking taxis after that. But we got through the holiday fine. We had a really good time. We got there and back in one piece, which is the main thing. And yeah, okay, you come up against these challenges, but I suppose you just have to kind of cross that bridge when you come to it. So, I'm going to go and get some dinner now because I'm getting a little bit hungry. So, I hope you enjoy listening to this, me waffling on again, and I will possibly boo again very soon.